We continue our salute to Canada. Happy birthday, you beautiful country, you. And we're staying up north here on Canada Day Live. This visit to Northwest Territories is brought to you by ShopErnie.com. Everybody loves a cute golden retriever. Ernie and his best friend Basil have the perfect greeting card for your next occasion. See them dressed in their tuxedos or giving you those adorable sad puppy eyes. You're sure to get a smile out of Ernie and Basil at ShopErnie.com. Check out the selection now at ShopErnie.com. Karen Novak from the music group Well Daughter joining us on the line from Northwest Territories. Happy Canada Day.
And happy Canada Day to you as well, Jeremy.
Thank you so much. The music scene in Yellowknife. I know you guys are originally from Vancouver, from what I understand, but what's the scene like in Northwest Territories? You guys, you're legends there, is what I hear.
Well, thank you. We've got a lot of work here, and that's why we moved from Vancouver up into the territories here, because we've got the opportunity to play way more here than we could anywhere. I guess our story's a little bit backwards. Most people go to the major cities to pursue the music, and we did everything backwards and found success that way.
So when you hear about these artists, as you say, you know, they'll want to go to Toronto, New York, Los Angeles, sometimes even out of Canada altogether. You went Vancouver, you went BC, and then how did you actually start to do shows up north, though? How did that come about?
Well, we were touring band, right across Canada, well, Western Canada mostly, and found ourselves having more and more opportunities to play in the north. They would give us more and more dates, and eventually they just didn't let us go at all. That's why we're still here 14 years later.
What kind of acts do they get up there, though? You're not having the Rihannas, the Justin Biebers, I imagine. Who performs up there?
Jimmy Ranka came up in here. We have small venues. We don't have the capacity to have, you know, like hundreds of thousands. I mean, our entire population for our major city is only 20,000 people. So that's, that's our entire population up here in the north here. So we have a very small population, so we don't have the facilities. But we do manage to bring in, you know, we have the Folk on the Rocks Festival, which is a big one here in Yellowknife every summer. And they'll bring in, like, Blue Rodeo and all sorts of great talent that, you know, we never get an opportunity to go see. So a lot of the bigger bands will bring in just one or two members, and we'll just have a more intimate showcase in there. So things like that we really enjoy up here in the north. It's a very music-loving community up here. The northern people love music.
Well, and there's something... Well, yeah, absolutely. And there's something about those smaller, intimate venues anyway that just feels like you're more connected with the performer and the performer with the audience, don't you think?
Absolutely. I've had people say it's how you make them feel. It's like you're a tuning fork with your audience. And,
right.
And it's just the most amazing thing just to, you know, be able to connect with them and see them right in their eyes.
So my next natural question then is, do you prefer the rain or the cold?
You know... In the cold, at least there's some sunshine, you know?
Oh, that's true.
It depends what time of year you're asking me this.
That's right.
When you've had 8 months of winter, you're ready to see just about anything different. But no, I prefer the cold, actually.
Is the area and the region what you expected before you even visited? Because again, like I said, Vancouver, Toronto, these big cities, people might not have an understanding of what happens or what life is like in the north. Is it what you expected, or was it a total radical shift for you?
I think we came up to the north without an expectation. We were just happy to be working.
Right.
You know, as a musician, we were just, like, thrilled that we could be working this much. And we didn't... And, like I said, the audiences and the respect for music and the love for music that you have up here is unlike I've seen anywhere else, except maybe perhaps Manitoba, Winnipeg.
Wow.
You know, big love of music out there as well. But it's you're treated like royalty in your music here, and there's a great respect for what you do, which is an amazing feeling when you're a musician.
So what you do is you record original tracks, but you also mix in a whole bunch of songs that everybody knows, country, pop, some oldies, I guess, too, in there, right?
We're known as we have a house band position up here in the Gold Range at the Yellowknife, As a house band, we lock in like anywhere from 3 to 10 months at a time, playing 5 nights a week. I have another house gig up in Inuvik, which is, you know, way past the almost at the Arctic Ocean there.
Right.
And we'll lock in for another 3 to 5 months up there, playing 6 to 7 nights a week up there. So between the two house gigs and throwing in the occasional special event or festival, we're booked full-time. And I believe we're Canada's number one working band as far as dates and how many sets we play every day, every week, every month.
Doing all that, I understand you guys have some either new music coming out or you're going to be touring. Like, what do you have on the go then for the next, like, 6 months, let's say?
We've got actually some interesting things coming up. The fact is, our band started, we're celebrating our 20th year as a band, full-time band this year. So we recorded an original rock album, and that's how we started, touring as an original rock show, hard rock. That was under the name of the Karen Single Band. Now, that one is getting a revitalized listen to, and it's part of a trilogy, which is going to be added to this year. And we're also recording a Welder's Daughter album, which is country-based originals. And we're also releasing a single of a version of a dance song that we do called What's Up by Four Non Blondes. So, Concrete Blonde. So, three different genres of music. Again, we're that band that does everything backwards, and it works for us.
And do you take requests?
We are known for taking requests.
There you go.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, today I've got a list of, you know, people send us little pieces of paper. I've got a stack of about 3 inches deep of paper that we're going through right now. And still, even online, we're asking for requests, and we absolutely take requests.
What's the top song, then, that you get requested?
On the night.
Okay.
Saturday nights are different than a Tuesday night. Number one right now that we're getting requested for is probably Head Over Boots by John Party for a cover song.
Wow.
On top of the What's Up. That one's a constant one for years now.
Wow, that's incredible. So with all this stuff on the go, I know people, I guess, can get the latest information where, on your website or social media?
We've got, again, double websites because of double band names.
Right.
Welder's Daughter Band.com and also the KarenSingleBand.com. And we're also on Facebook.
Well, we'll be sure to check it out. So, Karen Novak, joining us from Yellowknife Northwest Territories, thank you so much, and congrats on all the success with everything. And again, happy Canada Day to you.
And happy Canada Day to you and to all listening. We appreciate the conversation and your time. Thank you, Jeremy.
No problem. Thank you.